Hello and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oxcast. It is our audio roundup of all the best events happening in and around Oxford. And I've got some music, some theatre and some cinema this week. I'm covering all the bases.
I've got some improv, drum and bass, vintage drama and poetry.
And I've got some signings, story time and what some people might describe as too much indie rock.
No such thing.
No, of course not.
But starting with a Christmas show, there's going to be one pretty much every week from now on. This is Peter Pan. It's opened at the Watermill, which is just over the border in Berkshire, but they produce really good stuff, so we like to include them in our Oxford Events podcast. This Christmas, it is an adaptation of J.M. Barrie's Peter Pan that they're producing, and the story is told of only a cast of six, so there is some very funny multi-rolling, because two of the Lost Boys also play Native Americans, also play pirates, and also play two very glittery mermaids for a scene and a song, which is very entertaining. But it also kind of draws on the whole idea of Neverland being a place of play and imagination, and Wendy keeps asking them, aren't you the Lost Boys? And they're like, no, we're the pirates now. So it did work very well as being kind of useful. And at the Watermill, the actors in their Christmas show also play a lot of musical instruments. So there are some very, very nice sea shanties on Hook's ship. And there's a lot of adventure and peril in the show, and I think it could have been a little bit funnier. Most of the humour came from Hook, and his hook on his hand, he calls Horatio, and he has a lot of conversations with his little friend Horatio, and he's played in a very camp, sort of thespian way, and this works quite well. And then at the end, Hook's demise happens because everyone in the audience, and this was a school's matinee, went too full of children, gets given a plastic ball, and at the cue Peter Pan gives, everyone had to throw this ball to Hook, and then he fell into the sea. And there was a lot of pent-up energy from having to sit still for a long time. So this just descended into absolute chaos. And the actors were having to sort of, like, wrangle the balls back from the children who were just collecting them and throwing them again. It was complete anarchy and very good fun before the end of the show. And then they could sort of settle in and, you know, soak up the moral of the story after having just lobbed loads of stuff at a poor actor. So it's a really nice family story, and it's a colourful version, not particularly Christmassy, but still a good piece of family theatre, and it's on until the 4th of January at the Watermill, about 45 minutes from Oxford.
Cool, so I've got a gig for you. Tonight at the O2 Academy, Beardy Man is playing. Doors are at 7 and tickets are £15. Now, if you're wondering what he does, it's sort of described as improv drum and bass. Essentially, he beatboxes, he does live looping, and it's sort of real-time music production. Now, you've actually seen him, Natasha, haven't you?
Yeah, I saw him at Coachella in 2013, and he was absolutely incredible. And quite funny as well. Some of the lyrics are funny sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. It might have been the heat, actually, but it was very, very good.
There's actually comedy in the family, in that his brother is Jay Foreman, the comedian. So have you seen him?
I saw him as well. He improvised with Jamie Cullum at a charity event. So there was Jamie Cullum sort of doing the piano, and he was just looping and beatboxing. And it was incredible because it feels so fresh and live, because he is making it right in front of you. So you don't really know where it's going to go. It's really unpredictable. And I think that's why it's really good also to see him live.
Yeah. So on a little geeky note, this will actually be the first time that you can see his latest technical setup. So in the past, he's used a lot of Korg software, and Korg hardware, so things like the Chaos Pad and the Chaoslator. But he's actually built his own rig now from the ground up using C++. So yeah, you can see it in action, or hear it in action, I suppose, is the more important part. Yeah, so that's tonight at the O2 Academy.
Okay, and something for Thursday evening, or Thursday afternoon, I should say. Sir David Attenborough is going to be signing copies of his autobiography at Waterstones for completely free, which is really exciting because everyone loves Sir David Attenborough.
Like, maybe he'll give some hugs as well.
Yeah, oh, I'd love a hug. That'd be great. Yeah, I mean, literally, you can't find someone who doesn't like him, really, unless you don't like nature. I don't know.
Do you think there's a lot of rivalry between different nature presenters?
Well, he just tops it, though, doesn't he?
He is on top, don't think.
I think everyone just reveres him, and that's where it ends. Did you know that Sir David Attenborough, of course, loves all animals? Well, he says he's interested in all animals, but he actually hates rats. It's the one thing he doesn't like, which is such a shame because I love rats.
That's not that bad.
Rats are my favourite animal.
Did you ever have a pet rat?
Yes, I did.
What was it called?
It was called Wooster, from Jeeves and Wooster. And unfortunately, she had some mental issues. She was quite neurotic. So she was quite a complex character, really. Anyway,
I think everyone's had rats at some point. I had rats in a student house, not out of choice, but we did name them. We had a love rat, and then it had a baby, and we called it Baby Bob the Boomtown Rat.
Very nice. So that'll be at 4:30 on Thursday, and you should probably get there pretty promptish because it is free, and I imagine there's going to be a lot of people interested in that.
Now, the Oxford City Music Festival is a week-long celebration of Oxford bands and venues, and it was initiated last year, and it returns to Oxford this week. It actually started on Monday. It's running through to Saturday. There are several gigs each day, and within those gigs, there are also multiple bands. So it's just a sprawling musical
loads
extravaganza
music
all over. And we've picked a gig or two each to highlight, and you can find every single gig as part of the Oxford City Music Festival on the Daily Info website. So Nat, what did you pick from this festival?
So I've picked two Oxford bands, Balloon Ascents, who are playing at the O2 on Friday at 7 p.m. They also played at Tigfest, which we mentioned in our Oxcast earlier this year. They're kind of a melancholic, wistful, like kind of folky sort of music. They describe themselves as post-math, which I take to be some sort of progressive rock genre, new rock kind of stuff, but they're very good, very like easy to listen to, quite nice, I think, like sort of nice rock music. And then my second band of choice is Fracture, who are playing, they're actually headlining at the Jericho Tavern on Saturday, and they are an Oxford-based band who are doing very well for themselves at the moment. Another kind of angsty rock choice from me, I'm not sure. Might be just my mood today, I don't know.
Also at the Fracture gig is a band called Crayon, and they make more sort of poppy indie music.
Okay, so
which
a mix.
Is very fun and joyful, yeah. So that's the interesting thing as well of these gigs. They haven't really been chosen with a music style that all the bands share. There's a bit of everything no matter where you go to, so you can't just go to a folk night. It's all kinds of music as well within each gig.
Yeah, and that's really the case on Thursday. At the Cellar, between 7 and 10.30, there'll be an extremely mixed bill, is how I'd describe it. So it features the Peerless Pirates, who are, as the name suggests, a sort of pirate-based band. So they sing shanties, energetic shanties. Been around since 2010, and they've actually performed at Glastonbury twice.
Oh.
So quite popular. And they'll be joined by Duchess, Man Make Fire, and Sex With Your Ex. And Duchess are quite interesting in that they're female-fronted, and a six-piece with three percussionists. So yeah, should be quite an interesting night.
On Friday at the Jericho Tavern, there's a gig from 6 p.m. where you can see Le Clochard, Puppet Mechanic, The Lost Art, The Miller Test and Mark Cope. And Le Clochard released their second album earlier this year and they make folk rock. And another folky band playing is The Lost Art and they've just released their debut album. They actually sent us a track from this album. The album is called The Lost Art, same as the band, and this is their opening song. It's called Equals.
I woke up from this dream too late and I can't believe I've seen her look down on me.
Taste of the Lost Arts song Equals. It's the first track on their debut album. The album's actually being launched on the 12th of December, but you can get an idea of what they're like at the Oxford City Music Festival on Friday and then go along to their gig in December and buy their album. And you can hear a full version of Equals at the end of this week's Oxcast. And you can also find all the listings for the Oxford City Music Festival gigs on Daily Info. If you go along to anything, then feel free to write us a review.
So I don't know if you are aware yet, but it's actually Christmas coming up, just around the corner now. So we've got some late night shopping for you at Arts the Old Fire Station on Thursday. It's from 5 till 8 p.m. and there's going to be lots of stalls from independent businesses, handmade goodies and gift wrapping. So they're really making it very easy for you. And there's some free fizz as well. So it's a whole experience. They're making shopping taking the stress out of shopping, I think.
Get you drunk and you'll relax your purse strings as well, yes, as your body.
Perhaps, yes. But I mean, it's a good idea to be buying independently if you can anyway. The Arts of the Old Fire Station are doing lots of events actually in the coming weeks up to Christmas. On Saturday, Kate Hazel is doing a DIY Christmas card making session. So they're going to be doing lots of these kind of shopping independent artist events. And there's lots of more markets all around Oxfordshire in the coming weeks. I don't know if you guys have heard of any. I know there's the Oxfordshire Craft Guild Christmas Selling Exhibition at the Oxfordshire Museum in Woodstock, but there's loads more around.
Yeah, our market listings are just stuffed full. There's a market everywhere. So also very good for Christmas shopping.
Yeah, so you can find them all on our event listings at dailyinfo.co.uk. We're also going to be tweeting and posting on Facebook a lot of them just to get in the Christmas spirit a bit. So check out our social media as well.
Also on Daily Info, you can find a job or also find somewhere to live if you need that.
If you need a taxi, you can find reviews of all the firms in Oxford.
And if you want to find a nice pub with an open fire to have a sort of Christmassy, wintry pint in one night, then you can find them all in our refined search on our pubs and restaurants.
And one more thing, here at the Oxcast we have been doing a lot of interviews lately. We interview all sorts of people, writers, event organisers, everyone we talk to is interesting and doing something in Oxford. And if you want to listen to any of the past interviews, you can go to the Oxcast extra section on our Oxcast page. So go to dailyinfo.co.uk/podcasts and you can find us talking to all manner of people.
And if you're an interesting person doing an event at Oxford, then get in touch because you could be on our next Oxcast.
Cool. So this Friday and Saturday at the Simpkins Lee Theatre, you can see First Episode, which was actually Terence Rattigan's first play, written in 1933 whilst he was still at university.
Here in Oxford.
Here in Oxford, in fact, yeah. When it was first staged, it was actually quite controversial because it depicted a homosexual relationship. And it was really one of the first plays to include the theme. I suppose it does that classical thing of a play within a play. So it follows a group of undergraduates who are putting on a performance and they get in a professional actress from London to come and help them out. It sort of disrupts the friendship group, their relationships, the sort of decline of characters, the rise of other characters. And it's got pretty good reviews, actually. This is a professional company who's bringing it. They were performing at the German Theatre in London. They're only here for two nights and tickets are between £15 and £35.
And there's a film screening on Friday and Q&A also. You can go along to this before going to First Episode. It's free, happening from 5 till 7 at St Anthony's College, which is on the Woodstock Road. So after this, you could just nip over to First Episode. And the film that's being shown is called My Child. It's a feature documentary about the parents of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender individuals in Turkey. And the parents in this film explain their experiences. So it kind of goes from a narrative of them becoming parents and children being born to their childhood, to then them growing up and sort of opening up about their sexual identities and sexual preferences, and all of this within the very conservative and homophobic and transphobic society that is Turkey. And the director of the film, Cam Candon, and the co-producer, Metehan Ozkan, are both going to be at the screening, so they'll be able to give some context and hopefully also answer your questions. And the film was made in 2013, and it's been highlighted across several international film festivals, and it's screened all over the world as well. In the last month, I think they've been to both Cyprus and China and Germany. And this is one of the last screenings of My Child happening this year. And we're lucky enough to also have two of the team members come along. So a really great event. And considering it's free, that's also a massive plus. It's 5 o'clock on Friday at St Anthony's College. And the film's called My Child.
This has come at a quite fitting timing, considering what Erdogan, the Turkish leader, said in the press yesterday. I mean, different issues, but similar in terms of oppression. And him saying that women are just simply not equal to men. So it's good that all these kind of issues in Turkey are sort of being raised and here in a quite a creative way. So
And being spoken about on such a massive international platform.
Yeah.
Very, very openly. But I guess the interesting thing with this film is that it's not the individuals themselves really talking. There's a sort of element of remove with parents talking about their children. I think there's an element of they can't be sanctioned for sort of accepting somebody themselves. So I think that's possibly how they can get away with actually being able to make this film and have it be shown all over the world.
So an interesting and topical and creative thing to see.
Meanwhile, on a slightly less political note, this Friday at 7:30, there's going to be a poetry reading at the Albion Beatnik. Now this features Carolyn Bird and Tina Sederholm, who are two fantastic poets and both incredibly successful. So Carolyn Bird is a poet, playwright, author, and she's actually had three collections of poetry printed, the first in 2002 when she was only 15. She's been commissioned by Radio 4 to write short stories, and she was one of the five official poets for the London Olympics in 2012, all those years ago. It does seem like a very long time ago, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does seem...
I didn't even know they had poets at the Olympics.
Well,
they had everything. Did they?
Yeah, after the Olympics, they engraved the poems onto bits of stone and they've been set into the Olympic site.
Who knew?
So, you know, they'll be there until they convert it all into flats.
Sorry,
that's overly cynical.
Oh, Emma, your true cynical colours.
The oligarchs have to live somewhere, don't they? Yeah, and Carolyn Bird will be joined by Tina Sederholm. I was going to say she has many strings to her bow, but then it just becomes a harp. So she's a poet, performer, author, describes herself as a raconteur, as well as compere, editor and magazine contributor. So she's had rather an unconventional career path. She actually started off as a competitive international event rider. So yeah, started with horses, ended with poetry. She's a multiple slam winner and she's actually the reigning champion of Hammer and Tongue in Oxford. So that's this Friday at 7:30 at the Albion Beatnik.
And on to Saturday, and at 8 o'clock at the North Wall on Saturday, you can go and see a fantastic piece of theatre called Grounded. This is a show produced by the Gate Theatre in London, and it's about a female fighter pilot who, after having a child, goes from flying jets over the Middle East and flying in the sky all day to then moving to Las Vegas and having to steer unmanned drones on a grey computer screen for 12 hours a day and then go home to her family. And it's a one-woman show, and it's performed really brilliantly by the actress Lucy Ellison. And she stands in this cube and she's enclosed on all four sides with a gauze. And it's lit so we can see her very well, but I think she can't actually even see out of the gauze. So a really claustrophobic atmosphere for her to be in and a really claustrophobic feeling to kind of watch somebody in that sort of jail cell. And it's a piece of theatre that really, really makes you think. It makes you think about war. There's a lot about surveillance because she's watching people in her job, but then talks a lot about how we are watched by all other kind of manners, CCTV cameras, and how we watch screens. And it also just makes you think a lot about humanity. And Grounded won the Fringe First Award in 2013 at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and it's had 5-star reviews across the board. I went to go see it at the Banbury Mill last night, and I thought it wasn't really going to live up to the hype because everyone I've heard said they loved it, and it just sounded like it just was really good, but I thought I knew too much about it, and it would just fall a bit flat. But it is just what everybody says about it. It's really fantastic and I would recommend it to absolutely anyone. You can go along and see it on Saturday at the North Wall at 8, but then if you are really busy and like to plan several months ahead, it's also going to be at the Theatre Tipping Norton in February on the 19th in 2015. So you can put that date in your diary and definitely, definitely go along and see Grounded.
Now this event on Sunday is really exciting and if I was about 20 years younger, I would be there, definitely.
Don't lie, you'll be there anyway.
I might be there anyway. if they let me in. It's reading aloud at the Story Museum, and on Sunday from 11:15 until 4 p.m, they're reading the whole of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. They're just reading it out, just one day, and it's done. I think they are getting different actors and other readers to read it out, so it's not all just going to be one person, I think.
That would get quite tiring.
Discussing this earlier, how they're going to do it.
An endurance challenge, isn't it? If you
yes.
sit there and...
Because, I mean, I always used to think, when I was a kid listening to the... Harry Potter audiobooks, that Stephen Fry had just sat there and read the whole thing, and I was even more impressed by him than I would be anyway. Anyway, so it's going to be a great place to take the kids, better than taking them to a movie, I reckon, especially this movie, but anyway, always better to have the book. And it's completely free, which is also amazing. There will be breaks, so you don't have to worry about your child sitting still for 5 hours or so.
So if you want to send them to sleep, I'm sure eventually they'll nod off.
Yeah, there's lots of good reasons why you might want to bring your kid to an all-day reading on Sunday. So it's good for everyone, really. I love this book. I actually, as a kid, drew Narnia in the back of my... I had sort of a built-in wardrobe and one across one side of my room, and I drew it in the back. I had a big Aslan on the wall. My parents didn't know, but they weren't too annoyed when they found a huge, like, I'd gone through several packs of marker pens, but they weren't too annoyed because of the effort, I think. I was also the White Witch, if you guessed it, in our Halloween poxcast a few weeks ago.
So I'm curious, did your parents discover it when you'd drawn it, or sort of like 10 years later?
No, they discovered it, like, I don't know, a week or so later. We're a bit like, okay, it's all right, you know, let the creativity
let her
flow.
Express herself.
Yeah, exactly. I had the are they called the dryads, the big trees? Yeah. I had them. I went all out.
That sounds beautiful.
It was. I've got pictures. I'll bring them in.
Please do.
Anyway, so that's Reading Aloud at the Story Museum on Sunday, the whole of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
That's the last event we've got in the Oxcast this week. We'll be back next week with plenty more Christmassy events.
And if you want to find us on social media, we're on Twitter as @DailyInfoOxford and on Facebook as DailyInfoOxford.
And playing us out this week is the Lost Arts song from their debut album. The track is called Equals, and you can find out more about the band at thelostartduo.com.
The rift is deep. Your comfort lies in the arms of sleep. I woke up from this dream too late, and I can't believe I've seen her look down on me. Save her from the rain.